This week, the town of Egremont, Massachusetts appointed 27-year-old Tyler Race police chief. The 6-year veteran takes over a department of about 10 full and part-time officers from retiring chief Brian Shaw. The Egremont Police Department has faced issues in recent years, including officers casting a vote of no confidence in then-chief Rena Bucknell in 2013, and a report detailing numerous problems throughout the department. Race, a 2007 graduate of nearby Monument Mountain Regional High School, spoke with WAMC about why he decided to lead the force.
Well, I thought it would be a great way for me to serve my community. A little more than I do. I enjoyed working here as a patrolman, and I think it'd be a great way to just get a little more involved with the community and just keep serving the community.
How do you feel about being one of, if not the youngest police chief in the state of Massachusetts?
I'm honored to start, and I mean, I figured if we had another relatively young guy come in and get this job, I may not have the opportunity to be the Egremont police chief for maybe 20 years. So I decided if I want to do it, which I did, then I better do it now.
You've obviously worked under Chief Shaw. What have you learned from him?
I couldn't even tell you where I could start. Since he started, I mean, I've taken on a lot more responsibilities, from scheduling to I'm the guy that the other officers call. If they can't get a hold of the chief, they'll call me. And if the chief's not around, if he's on vacation and something happens that the chief would need to be present, the guys call me. So I just, in the past 3 years, I've taken on a lot more responsibility than I ever had. And I've enjoyed that, and I think it's prepared me well for this next endeavor here.
What do you want to see out of your department?
Well, we're heading in a really great direction. I'd like to keep heading in that direction to 21st century policing, and I'd like to get a little more involved with the kids in the community. We have a small school here in South Egremont. I'd like to get to know the kids down there and talk to them about what we do and who we are.
And obviously, you're a local guy. Do you think that's a benefit to you as the chief of police in a community?
I guess it can be a blessing and a curse. I mean, I know the town as well as anyone. I know tons and tons of our residents. They also know me. So then they knowing me makes it easy for them to come to me with any issues they may have with their personal life or with the department. And again, knowing being this close to the community, it can make things a little difficult, being put in awkward situations, I suppose. But I've been put in a lot over the past 6 years, and I believe I've handled them well.
There have been some issues surrounding the Egremont Police Department leadership, management in particular, including a vote of no confidence for a former chief. Do those events concern you at all going forward?
I guess not really. I mean, the union, they had a vote of confidence in me, which was reassuring that, you know, all the guys that work here want me to be here and want me to lead this department.
And finally, I know Egremont is a small, close-knit community, small town, but obviously anyone watching the news recently, national events have clearly strained police community relations. In your mind, what do you think is just the best way to mend any divisions that might occur?
Well, it's going to take a long time, I think, and we just have to do it one suspicious person at a time, I suppose. When there's hundreds of thousands of great policemen out there doing great work every day, and it's just going to take time for everyone to have their good interactions with the police again. And I think eventually we'll have the support of the country. It's just going to take time.